Big Country, 92.5.
KTWB.
And Doc, we have a guest in studio, Chris Semrau from the Denny Sanford Premier Event Center. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Great to be back.
You've had a busy week.
Well, first
of
all,
and now we just toss this at you. Welcome back.
Congratulations by almost any standard. A hugely successful week for the Denny Sanford Premier Center with tickets selling out for Cher, tickets selling out for Jason Aldean last week. Jason Aldean in record time.
Mm-hmm.
So this, while this is all going on, you guys have some issues that you addressed yesterday in a press conference, and we wanted to bring you in to talk about today.
Sure.
And give you a chance to tell us what goes on. The biggest question, I think, on everyone's mind is with the Jason Aldean tickets, Eric Church tickets, how does pre-sale work? It's not. I think a lot of people thought they had a pre-sale code, so they were guaranteed tickets, but that
right.
we know is not how it works. How does pre-sale work?
Sure. Lots of disappointed folks who hoped they would be buying tickets on Friday. The bottom line is demand so outweighed the supply that we had available.
Right.
But there are some opportunities for certain groups to purchase tickets before the show goes on sale to the general public as last Friday. So there's some radio pre-sales. There's mm-hmm. fan club. There's a very limited amount of tickets. So some people do have a code or a password or not or an opportunity to buy, but it's not a guarantee to buy. So, you know, the Jason Aldean fan club, you know, that's sold out right away. There's people in that fan club that were disappointed because they could not buy tickets because we define that allotment in a small number mm-hmm. so we can hold the majority for the public mm-hmm. on sale on Friday. So
right.
a lot is being made out of it. A lot of questions are being asked because this is the first time in this market that tickets have sold out for shows consistently. And
right.
so it's a good time to talk about it. And it's a reality that will apply to many shows down the road. But we always manage it responsibly to give everybody the best chance possible.
Oh, and what you see is happening now is there's so much speculation versus what actually happens in the process. Because, you know, one person doesn't get tickets and then they decide, well, that didn't work because of this. Well, that could be a totally false statement if they don't understand how the actual process works.
It literally every group had individuals calling us saying, why can't I get tickets? What's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because each group went so fast because of the demand that not everybody was able to get tickets. So if we'd have had every ticket on sale just on the Friday on sale, it still would have gone out in the exact same amount of time
right.
and the same problems would have existed. So, and I don't want to call them problems because it's a great problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I mean, if we had 30,000 seats, I think we could have sold them all that morning.
And when you're buying tickets online too, there is, I know a lot of people said, I got on at 10:01 and I couldn't get tickets. It was sold out. Not necessarily the case, and
right.
that if you're clicking through, the computer might be busy, the Ticketmaster hub might not be able to get your tickets. If you keep clicking,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can get back in, but sometimes if you're just in the queue and it keeps pushing
it
you back out.
It depends on how many people are there, and there's a lot of people who wanted Jason Aldean tickets.
Our guest this morning, Chris Semrau from the Denny Sanford Premier Event Center. All things, let's just go back quickly and say we're a go for October 3rd. Grand opening, we were out there the other day, they were painting, getting all the final
mm-hmm.
stuff done. We're ready to go
getting
for this,
excited.
Right?
I'm leaving here to go take a tour with the architects and engineers and the project team right after this. And I tell you what, it's looking fantastic. And every week it's better and better. And I get more excited to be able to open the doors and show the public the fantastic new facility.
No kid.
Talking about the ticket sales that went on sale last week for Jason Aldean and the problems that some people had. Some people are thrilled to have gotten tickets. Everything worked
right.
out to their advantage. Here's our most popular questions that we had asked of us. And first of all, let's also point out that let's talk about Ticketmaster and how Ticketmaster and the artists and the promoter set a lot of the parameters that you guys work under. So it's not if there's problems, it's not necessarily a problem here in Sioux Falls at our venue. It could be a system-wide thing. Again, we're using problems in a different in a
mm-hmm.
term you probably don't want us to use, but how does that work with Ticketmaster and how those are the terms are dictated to you guys?
Well, typically every show is the same on a tour. We get almost a little packet saying this is how you will do it.
Right.
And as long as things are in line, we roll with it. There are times we go back and suggest other options, other numbers, but really it's the same show to show to show in every city. So Sioux Falls is not treated anywhere any at all different than Florida would be treated on the same tour. So standard protocol and Ticketmaster is a great system that can handle tons of users all at once. So it's not that Sioux Falls crashed Ticketmaster,
mm-hmm.
just simply there was more people that logged in to get tickets than there were tickets available right at 10 o'clock that
mm-hmm.
morning.
How do we, can we, do we have to use Ticketmaster? Is that something, can I, is there a way around Ticketmaster? There's not really in our case, is there?
Nope. We have a multi-year agreement with Ticketmaster as a ticket provider. And so they're a great partner and they offer great service. And to us, that's the best option out there. For us to use for the new venue.
If I come to the box office on the day tickets go on sale, if there's, are there enough tickets for everyone who lines up? How does that work?
Typically, no, because you're competing against the same people online and by phone. So the person staying in line, our box office sellers are logging in as you're logging in at home. And so you're almost fighting for the same inventory. So the box office is a great traditional way, but may not always be the fastest way. So to me, really online with your smartphone or your computer is probably the best way I would recommend to get tickets.
Is there any way, someone asked, is there any way to do on sale first at the box office for like a day? So people can camp out and have that experience, get
stand
tickets
in line and know that even if they're the 20th person in line, they still have a better chance of getting tickets versus somebody who's going to be on the computer in an hour.
Is there a way to facilitate that or not?
Historically, that would not be approved by most tours.
Okay.
And many arenas actually have gone away from sales at the box office. They don't even open anymore because the number has gotten smaller and smaller
every
year.
Sure, it's not like the old days.
Because everyone's logging on with their phone or computer and getting tickets that way. So at some point, there may be a crossroads. Do we even continue to open up if 40 people are in line? Is it worth even bringing staff in for an hour and things of that nature? So we'll continue to do it for now, but really going online is probably the best way.
And one of the things that we talked about in email was this is the new normal. This is how it works everywhere. The difference maybe being Jason Aldean sold 80,000 tickets in Florida. He had 13,000 tickets to sell here, so there's a bigger bottleneck here.
Correct, and then hopefully this will not be the last time this happens. I mean that respectfully, that hopefully we'll bring in other acts that the demand is higher than what our capacity is, which would be fantastic for the community. So we'll always review what we do. Honestly, I wouldn't change much about this process going forward other than making sure to continue to have enough tickets to go on sale to the general public with. The fan club pre-sales, some radio pre-sales are very standard and tours want to have those. And so you'll see those down the road, I assume. Some tours have no pre-sale of any kind and everything goes on sale the day of the show. But again, all of this is dictated by the tour.
And I would look at it this way too. As a consumer who maybe was disgruntled that they didn't get tickets, what you really have to understand is it's a very simple case of supply and demand. There's 13,000 seats available for a show. If you've got 10,000 people online all trying to buy four tickets at one time, do the math. Mm-hmm. It's and they're all on at the same time. It's not like I'm going to call in at 10:15 because that's my allotted time. No, everybody's on right at 10.
Correct, because we did not have the same calls after Disney Pirates and Princesses were on sale with their pre-sale because there's still tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the exact same approach, but obviously people are disappointed and we get it and we understand it. And everyone wants to be there at that first show, and hopefully we'll have other shows that come in that are not sellout capacity shows. Mm-hmm. So if we bring in a show that's going to sell 4,000 to 6,000 seats, people will have a better opportunity to get tickets. So we're looking at events of all sizes, and you'll see more down the road.
You know what we need? A bigger arena.
Can we add on? Does this have room? Do we?
You build up, or how do you do that?
Let's final question, and this was, I think, the one that most people had questions about, and it involves legalities of scalping and StubHub. Mm-hmm. First of all, before we get to StubHub, what are the scalping rules, tickets, resale tickets? That is a law that is a local law, right? That varies from site to site, state to state, municipality to municipality. What's our situation here in Sioux Falls?
Correct. There is no law prohibiting reselling of tickets. I don't believe you can do it near the venue at the performance, but in general, you can post your ticket online at various sites and resell it for whatever you choose to. Every state is different. We don't condone the secondary market because it's truly a buyer beware situation. Mm-hmm. And there are people that show up. I've seen over the years where somebody will show up with their daughter to go to a show and they're so excited they got row four tickets and they get to the door and that ticket is not valid. Mm-hmm. And they bought, but I bought it on eBay or Craigslist or StubHub, and there's nothing we can do to help them. And so it's truly a buyer beware. And obviously artists don't like it because they're the ones creating the value.
Right.
And Jason Aldean and Eric Church say, we want to keep our ticket prices low, even though they could charge more if they wanted to.
Sure.
And they sell them for $59. and then turn around and it's $200 1 minute later on a secondary market, you know, they created the value, not the website. So I understand it, and I guess I don't want to limit folks if you can't go to resell your tickets. However, I can't control the number of tickets that are out there as well, and we do everything we can within the legal system to stop, you know, mass brokers and using technology that should be illegal to buy tickets. But other than that, we have no other recourse, and it's a reality with events today.
And the fact is, those guys, those mass ticket brokers, those guys who just do that, they're just better at it than even Ticketmaster, and some people can. Mm-hmm. I mean, they work at that, and that's how they do it. I mean, so they're, when you go on StubHub or any of these ticket things and see a bunch of tickets right away.
Why are there so many tickets on StubHub and I couldn't buy two?
They figured out a way to do it, and B, it's someone else who just bought a pair of tickets and wants to sell them. Mm-hmm. So there is some private thing and some...
And then there were some tickets posted on there before we even sold a ticket too. So like in that case, that was a speculator. That person did not even have a ticket yet. And so again, I get it. I'm not saying people are bad people if they resell tickets. All of us at one time or another have been quote unquote scalpers or brokers. Mm-hmm. I've bought a ticket from somebody before. I've also sold tickets to events I haven't been able to go. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think that's wrong to do that necessarily, but I can sure see how people would feel frustrated when they can't get a ticket, and then minutes later there's hundreds of tickets for sale available in the secondary market.
Right.
All right, what's the next show? Okay, you want to, come on, we got, we got 30
Eric
seconds
Church,
left. So
we've got Cher, we've got Jason Aldean.
Come on, what's...
No drum roll this morning. I think we're still getting through the first three, but it's great, and it's an awesome response the market has had. And as I told you guys months ago, our biggest selling point is going to be the market's ability to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And now we've taken the success story of those first three shows and told other folks across the country, this is a hot market. Mm-hmm. This is a market with pent-up demand, with a great economy, and we want more events, diverse events, and we'll continue to go out there and tell the story.
Chris Semra, our guest from the Denny Sanford Premier Center, thanks for coming in and explaining, and let's get another one.
Thanks for having me.
Next.